AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Egyptian government is declaring a seven-day mourning period after a video surfaced purporting to show the mass beheading of Coptic Christian hostages. AP religion editor Steve Coleman reports that a Libyan affiliate of the Islamic State group had claimed the abduction of 21 Coptic Christians last month.
The Christians are Egyptians who were working in the Libyan city of Sirte. A group calling itself Soldiers of the Islamic State posted the captives' pictures online last month, calling them Christian crusaders. A priest from the workers' hometown in Egypt confirmed the pictures were of the captives. A video released Sunday purports to show their mass beheading.
The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution that demands that Shiite rebels immediately relinquish control of Yemen's government. Through a translator, Jordan's UN ambassador says it was important to pass a resolution to demand that the Shiite rebels relinquish their control.
The council condemned the acts of Houthis, inter alia the seizure of government institutions and the dissolution of the legislative authority represented by the parliament.
Danish authorities say the suspected gunman in two deadly shootings in Copenhagen within hours of each other this weekend was 22 years old and had a background in criminal gangs. Copenhagen police say the suspect was born in Denmark and had a criminal record, including violence and weapons offenses. Meanwhile, the Danish defense secretary, speaking at the French embassy there, said extremist killings in Paris and Copenhagen are uniting European efforts more than ever against terrorism.
We stand shoulder to shoulder, and we will continue to fight terrorism and to fight for freedom and democracy.
This is AP Radio News. The NBA's All-Star Showcase in Brooklyn has come out with winners.
The Warriors' Stephen Curry won the three-point title, and the Timberwolves' Zach LaVine became the slam dunk champion at the NBA's All-Star Saturday Showcase in Brooklyn. Curry beat teammate Klay Thompson and the Cavaliers' Kyrie Irving with a record 27 points in the final round, making 13 consecutive shots in one stretch. LaVine, meanwhile, topped Orlando's Victor Oladipo with a dazzling array of dunks after transferring the ball between his legs. Tom Merriam, New York.
Celebrities have turned out to help with the fight against Ebola. Actress Rosario Dawson says she would do anything for a good cause. Yesterday, the actress was preparing to walk the catwalk for Naomi Campbell's charity Fashion for Relief's latest cause, Ebola. The fashion show took place during New York's Fashion Week and featured Dawson and other celebrities, including Mary J. Blige and Michelle Rodriguez. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.